Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the face of...
There's all kinds of people in the world today, and every dang one got something to say. One post away from being unfriended by half your friends. You can write your feelings all you want, but there's a chance it'll come back to haunt. So just press that backspace button, don't you dare hit send. Yeah, freedom of speech, it must have been made up back when there was common sense, cause common sense ain't trending much these days. Our sense of humor is getting neglected, all the good jokes are politically corrected. If I can invent a t-shirt, this is what it says. Speaking their mind or putting something clever on a picket sign, but speaking that mind requires we'd at least have one. But more importantly, we all could start looking at the world with a grateful heart and eat the good apples and just toss out the bad ones. I hate haters, I love lovers, and I don't really care about people who don't really care. I hate haters. Disagreement, there's probably some things that we'll disagree with, and you certainly have the right to be wrong. If you made it this far into this here ditty, either love me cause I'm ugly or you hate me cause I'm pretty, either way I'm happy long as you're singing along. I hate haters, I love lovers, and I don't really care about people who don't really care. I hate haters, I love lovers, and you're free. Yeah, you're free to kiss and I kiss my derriere.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we're welcome back our good friend, Jenny Tolman. We'll catch up with Jenny about what she's been up to since the last time she was on. As well as something very, very exciting that happened recently. This is going to be fun. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome our good friend Jenny Tolman back to the show. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for doing this again today.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be talking with you again. It's been so long.
Like I said off air, I cannot believe it's been 3 years since we've done something like this.
That's so crazy. I feel like an old lady saying that time flies.
Oh, well, I hear you. And I alluded to something in the intro that we'll talk about a little bit later, but just in general, how you been?
I've been doing, you know, good as possible right now. I feel like we're all kind of coming out of this 2020 fog and trying to figure out what life is again, and you know, and then we get a snowpocalypse on top of it. So it's just, it's been definitely an interesting time, but I know for me it's been a fun challenge, because right now we're actually working on some exciting new stuff that I can't share exact details just yet, but definitely some new music coming up, and we're really looking forward to that, and just lots of fun things attached to it. So, you know, it's been a good time to be creative, and a lot more creative than usual with how you're going to get your music out and how you're going to market it, because, you know, touring's just unfortunately not big of an option as it usually is or as it should be. So it's been a fun challenge, I'll put it that way.
And I swore I wouldn't talk about it, but let's talk about 2020 for a second. It was a year.
That's a year, wasn't it? That's one way to put it.
Let's see. Well, and specifically for y'all there in Nashville. I mean, first you had the tornado come through last March, took down the basement, took down a few other things, and then you had the Christmas Day bombing. Y'all have been through it the last year.
Yeah, definitely. It's been one unlike any other in the history books that I'm aware of.
True. And you know me, you know how much I absolutely love Nashville, and
mm-hmm.
and with both of those things happening, I spent pretty much all day both of those days on social media checking up on my friends.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like this is probably cliche to say, but it is. You know, after something like that happens, it really shows how beautiful of a community we have here and how much we all genuinely care about each other. And I mean, even people outside of Nashville, you know, just like you that are reaching out to their friends here, it's a nice reminder. You know, unfortunately, bad things have to happen to sometimes remind us of how good people actually are, you know.
And I love Nashville with literally every fiber of my being, you know, and and I love the country industry so much that I can barely talk about it without getting choked up. I can barely talk about it.
Aww, I love that. Yeah, you know, I feel the same way. This is my hometown. I was born here and lived here my entire life. So, you know, when things like this happen, it definitely pulls at your heartstrings a different way when you're connected to it.
Absolutely. And I've been covering this industry for a long time, and I've been going back and forth to Nashville pretty much ever since the Predators came to town. And that was back in, like, 96, 97, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been many, many times to that town. And a friend of mine on Facebook, I made some comment about the tornadoes, I think it was. They said, "Murph, this is your town, too. You're here. So often, this is your town," and I'm like, I'm gonna go cry now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But sort of on a happier note, let's lighten the mood here a second. something very, very exciting happened for you a few months ago.
Yeah, so I got engaged in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the end of October.
And folks,
it was.
Let me tell you right now, folks. From the place this man proposed, that is next level. I mean, that is absolutely next level. The place this guy proposed. Go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah, so we got engaged at Jenny Lake at the base of the Grand Tetons in Jackson, Wyoming. So it was the most beautiful place I've ever seen. We were up there. My fiance is also my producer. He's a Grammy-nominated producer and songwriter and just amazing talent himself. So it's an awesome partnership that we have together. Same Dave Brainerd, and we've been together for about 5 years, and so we were there playing a show together in town at a place called the Wart Hotel. They have a showroom called the Silver Dollar Showroom. So it was just the two of us doing an acoustic show, and the owner of this hotel was so kind to us and let us stay there for a couple days so that we could explore the town. And so I had found online that there was a place called Jenny Lake, and that it was a really big tourist attraction. It's one of the just beautiful, beautiful lake at the base of the Grand Teton Mountain Range. And so I told Dave that we were going to go hiking there, you know, a couple months prior when I was planning this trip, because I'm a Scorpio, so I like to plan everything, like exactly the things to go the way that I try to plan about, like. And so I guess when I told him Jenny Lake, he had his little light bulb moment in his head that was like, oh, that's the spot, that's the spot. So we went, and I had no idea. We went hiking that day, and, you know, we're about 15 minutes into the hike, and we come upon this opening, which if you look at my Instagram or my Facebook, where I've got pictures and the video of the proposal and everything, you'll see what I'm talking about. We just came to this opening where it was just so stunning, and just really, I said to Dave, I was like, I think this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and so I think that was like his little trigger moment. I was like, oh, okay, this must be it. This is the spot. Here we go. And so we were there for about, you know, like 15 minutes just taking pictures and taking it all in. And after a while, I was like, okay, well, are you ready to keep going on our hike, like for the shout? And he wouldn't answer me. He was just looking around, and he was like, wow, it's so breathtaking. Wow, it's so breathtaking, because he was so nervous. And so at that moment, I was like, what is wrong with him? He's acting so weird. And so he was like, well, hey, you know, like, I want to take one more picture over here. And I was like, okay. And so we go over to this little area, and he's like fumbling with his phone, and he's got this big Canon camera that he also takes like professional photos with. And so he's like fumbling with these things. His hands are shaking. He's trying to set them on a rock to set up and do a self timer thing. And I was like, why is he shaking? Like, what's going on? And, you know, it was probably like in that moment that I was like, wait a second, is this about to happen? And I saw on his phone that he was turning it to video. And so I was like, oh my God, I think it's about to happen. And he turns around and he's got tears in his eyes. And it was just so sweet. And, you know, got down on his knee and said so much little sweet stuff to me and asked me to marry him. And lucky for him, I said yes.
The best story I've ever heard.
Aww,
that might be the best story
you.
I've ever heard. but seriously though, to pose there at a lake that has your name.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way any other guys should ever compete with that. There's absolutely no way. Just don't even try.
Sorry, boys.
Yep, just give up right now. I wanted to talk a little bit about your debut album.
Yeah.
There Goes the Neighborhood. I
mm-hmm.
absolutely love this album. I'm not even.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not even kidding. And one of the things I love is the little 10-second and 30-second little snippets that you threw in there about like the Geneville weather forecast and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that stuff. I love it.
Yeah, that was those are really fun to do. Because the one where it's a Tuffy's commercial, so it's a commercial for the auto repair shop in Geneville, which there goes the neighborhood. The album is based in this imaginary world called Geneville. It's full of all these crazy characters. It's really fun to sing about. But this one particular commercial is actually my dad's old band that he was in. He was in a vocal quartet called the Indian River Boys. And so the quartet that you hear on there is actually them. And that was their first time singing together in about 30 years. So that was a really special one.
Wow. That's awesome. And you did a little giveaway / quiz in conjunction with this album. It was a box of stuff with like the album, a Geneville Junction newspaper, a bunch of stuff like that, and I actually won one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sitting right here on my desk. It's sitting here on my desk as we speak.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I thought it would be really fun to do. It's like a little scavenger hunt through Geneville, but it was a digital scavenger hunt. So you know, since we're all stuck at home, I was like, well, how can I, you know, keep people engaged and listening to the album and, you know, finding fun new little Easter eggs about the album. And so I was like, well, why don't I just build a little scavenger hunt quiz, and you know, that's a way to get people listening to the music and to have fun with it. And you know, the thing about this album is that there's so many details that you might not catch on your first listen, and you know, it's not that you have to catch them, but it's just for, I always like to call them my little nerdy fans, because I'm definitely a nerdy fan of music, where I love to dig in and find, like, okay, where are the hidden messages? So I love that about this album in particular, is that there's so many little connections that you can make when you really listen intently and start connecting things together for yourself. It's really fun.
And this morning, you know how much I love researching returning guests. I mean, I'll sit down and read or watch or listen to pretty much anything a guest has put out since we spoke to them. And this morning, I pulled up your album on my phone and ran through it again a couple of times just as a little refresher course. And I'm a huge fan of concept albums. I mean, I absolutely love them.
Mhm. Me too.
I probably told you this before, but probably my absolute favorite song on this album is my Welcome Mat. That is just so me. I mean, if you know me personally, everybody is welcome around me. I mean, I don't exclude anybody from anything.
Yeah, you've got a really beautiful spirit, so I can definitely see how that song resonates with you. That's been a really special one for us in general. I wrote that with Dave, my fiance, and our friend John Goodwin. And long story short, John grew up with Jeff Bridges, and so they're old childhood friends. And so Jeff actually heard the song, and he fell in love with it and ended up recording it himself with him and his band. It's called Jeff Bridges and the Abider, so it's a little play off of the dude. But it's, so that was actually my first real cut, you know, was Jeff Bridges singing my Welcome Mat, which was pretty insane to have this Oscar winning actor sing your own song. It was pretty amazing.
I think I've actually
I'd like to say that's a good place to start.
Oh yeah. I think I've actually heard a little bit of his version. I'm not sure. I'll have to check it out again.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's got Michael McDonald is actually singing the harmonies on it. So it's like, what in the world is life right now?
That's crazy. And I mean, Michael McDonald, that is just nuts, you know?
Yeah. It's pretty insane, but very grateful.
I know you said you have some things in the works that you can't really talk about now, but I did want to ask you when everything happened with 2020 and COVID and all that stuff, and it basically shut down the touring industry. I feel like, when everybody started turning to Facebook and Instagram live streams, I feel like it put every artist, whether you're a major artist or an independent artist, I feel like it put everybody on the same playing field, and I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way to put it, because it really was kind of an eye-opener to see these major artists singing to you through their phones all of a sudden, and you're like, wait a second, you're doing the same thing that we're doing. Like, this is pretty crazy. You know, that they've got a bigger built-in audience that they're singing to, but it is just kind of a very, like, humble reminder to that we're all actually very similar in the end. You know, some of us have more team members around us and more people promoting us and all that. But at the end of the day, if it's just you and the guitar or you and a piano and you can put on a show, then that's kind of what it's all about. And so it was kind of a nice way to get back to why we all do this in the first place, to me, I felt like. And really, you know, a big part of it for me is the human connection. So I felt like losing touring was going to be like the worst thing ever, which, I mean, I don't enjoy losing it at all. I can't wait to get back on the road, but it was really cool to see how the human connection transferred over to like Facebook or Instagram, whatever you were streaming through. And, you know, we had lots of really cool shows where we actually did live stream shows where you could see people. I did one through a company called Youp, where we performed at TPAC, and it was just me and my band, but there were 100 of our fans' faces facing back at us through these huge screens. So it was kind of like a Zoom call, but concert-wise. And so, you know, it's been really interesting and neat to see all of the different creative ways that people have been able to stay connected and, you know, really amplify the importance of, even though we had to be separate for so long, we're still all here and we're all still together. And, you know, and that human connection is still always going to be number one when it comes to music.
Right. I know the first thing I will do when it's fairly safe for us to travel, when we get the all clear or whatever, you know, to travel again, you will literally have to drag me out of Nashville. I'm not even lying.
Yeah. I can see that. I think it's going to be an amazing boom after all this, because we've all been cooped up for so long, and the demand is going to be so high that I think the music industry especially is just going to skyrocket.
Oh, it's going to come back better than ever. I guarantee you that. But a lot of people, when this first started, they said, and I read articles that said, the music industry survive, you know? And mm-hmm. and like you said, as soon as we can get back to full-blown touring, full-blown concerts or whatever, I think it's gonna come back with better than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that 100%.
And especially the country industry, because if there's one thing I've learned in country music, and covering it for however many years I've covered this industry, is that country music, you can knock us down, but we won't stay down for long.
That's right. We got the fighting spirit in our corner.
Absolutely, and that is one of the many, many things I love about this genre and this industry, and despite its sometimes fairly obvious flaws, I mean, there is literally no other genre of music that I'd want to be covering. I've been a country music fan, I'm literally the first time I heard George Strait when I was like 3 years old. I've been a country music fan ever since.
Yep. I remember when I was little, I was probably like 6 or 7, like really little, driving home from, I was riding in the car with my mom, was driving me home from dance class, and Brad Paisley's song We Dance came on the radio. And I just remember at the end of it, I looked at my mom and I was like, I love country music because it tells stories. And so I've always just been in love with the real life story aspect of country music. And you know that I feel like it's the most quote unquote real out of all the genres. I think it's got something special to it that connects with people deeper.
Oh, I agree. And also, the artists, from the major artists to the independent artists like yourself. I mean, it's you guys treat your fans like family.
Mhm. Yeah, it's so important, you know. Like, it's kind of like what I was saying before, you know, the human connection is, I feel like for most of us, the reason why we even start doing this in the first place, you know. Like, why do you start listening to music? Why do you start writing music? Why do you like to sing certain songs, you know? It's because we all like to feel connected to that emotion that we're all having, and we can all, you know, commiserate together, we can all laugh together. Whatever vibe or mood you're in, there's something for you, and it's all about connecting together.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure if I told you this or not, but back in June, I was at the listening room I'm celebrating a few things that have happened for the podcast, and I met Garth Brooks.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing! He is the sweetest.
A funny story for you. I saw on Instagram a couple months prior to that, where Garth Brooks was playing the listening room. So I thought, wait, Garth playing the listening room? That just does not happen.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And I noticed it was on my aunt's birthday. And my aunt lives about maybe 20 minutes from downtown. So I called her up. I'm like, hey, how would you like to go see Garth Brooks at the listening room on your birthday? And she's like, huh? So I get his tickets. It's me, my mom, my aunt, and my uncle were there, and Garth just absolutely blows the roof off the place. I mean,
oh, I'm sure.
It's Garth being Garth, you know.
Yeah.
It's Garth being Garth, you know what I mean? At the end of the show, the show lasted maybe 30, 45 minutes or something like that. It was a quick show. So I'm there talking to my aunt. And at this point, Mom's nowhere to be found. So I'm looking around for Mom, and then all of a sudden, she comes up to me and says, "Hey, follow me." So I'm like, "Huh? Where are we going?" this woman somehow talks her way backstage, finds Garth.
Oh my God!
And Garth was like, "Sure, bring him on back."
So we get
a backstage. And it's an absolute madhouse back there. You know how it is. It's an absolute madhouse backstage. Garth walks up, and at this point, I'm like, "Wait, what's my name again?" we talked for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and I tell him what I do with podcast. And Garth goes, "Good. We need people like you out there supporting independent artists. I'm telling you, Gene, I died right there on the spot. I actually died on the spot.
That's amazing. Wow, what a great story. I don't doubt it at all. He's one of the nicest people in this industry.
That was like God coming down and saying, "Son, you're doing something right."
Mhm. Oh man, I love that. That's so awesome.
And I've met a few more people, big names in the industry, here and there. I've met a few big names, and they've all just been just. So incredibly generous, with their time and having a conversation with me. They've just been so great, you know. And that's
the other thing I love about this industry. Oh yeah, especially the country music will always treat you good.
Absolutely, out of everybody I've met in this industry, there's literally not a bad experience I've had.
I love that. That makes me so happy.
And all of them, when I tell them what I do with the podcast, they're like, "Good. Keep going." So that was like, that's like extreme validation right there, you know.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome. We all need to be reminded and kind of, you know, solidified in our decisions sometimes. So it's definitely always nice to be told that you're doing a good job and kind of keeps you going
Absolutely.
For a little bit longer.
Absolutely. And I probably told you this before, but since I've been covering this industry so long, I made a promise to myself early on. I said the main goal for this podcast is for some incredibly talented people like yourself to come on and share their stories and their music and just be heard in an industry where that's not usually always the case.
Mhm. Yeah, well, I know that I appreciate what you're doing, and there's so many other independent artists, especially that, you know, you are doing such important work to care about, you know, up-and-comers like us that are still working on stuff and, you know, sharing that with the world. So thank you for what you do.
Absolutely. And I'll keep doing it as long as y'all will let me.
Sounds good to me.
Another thing I love and we're about to wrap up here, but another thing I love, and I see this all the time on social media, is the big name artists like the Chelsea Ballerinis of the world or Carly Pearce or somebody like that, reaching out to and supporting the up and comers. You know, I love seeing
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. You know, everybody's just so kind. So I'm proud to be in this industry and proud to be from Nashville.
Well, hey, listen, this has been so much fun. It's always great catching up with you, and let's not wait 3 years to do this again.
So, yeah, I agree. Sounds good.
3 years is way too long.
I know.
Just one more question I had for you. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
You know, I think we've covered a lot. I'm just excited to share the new stuff that's coming with you soon.
And you know it'll end up on Indie Country Radio as soon as it's released. You know it'll be uploaded on my show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening, but it's always great getting to catch up with you and hear what's going on in your world.
Too. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Absolutely. And you already know this, but if there's ever anything I can do for you, whether it's promotion for a new single or just anything, just as a friend, you know where to find me.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you later, Jeannie, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jeannie Tolman. I just adore that girl. I mean, it's always fun getting to catch up with her, whether it's on the show or on social media. It's always fun. But let me tell you who we have on the show next week. Next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Macy Dodd. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.